Your taxes hold the key.
Property owners, your property tax for fiscal year 2015-2016 was due on April 1, 2015. However, you have until April 30 to make the payment to avoid penalty. Payments may be made in full, half-yearly or quarterly installments. Half-yearly payments are due on April 1 and October 1, while quarterly payments are due April 1, July 1, October 1, and January 1. Payments, whether in full or installments, should be made within the month it becomes due. Therefore, full or first installment should be paid by April 30 to avoid penalty. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
By now, you must have heard about the new provisions under the Dangerous Drugs Act, which decriminalizes small quantities of marijuana. We'll shed some light on the issue in today's program. This is Get the Facts. Stay with us. Effective Wednesday, April 15, the Ministry of Justice has implemented the new provisions under the Dangerous Drugs Act. Under the amendments, possession of 2 ounces or less of ganja is no longer an offense for which one can be arrested, charged, and brought before the court, which would usually result in a criminal record.
What we've done is we have decriminalized the possession of small quantities, that is up to 2 ounces of ganja, or smoking of ganja in public. Decriminalization doesn't mean that ganja is legal and free up, but it means that the penalties for that have been changed. And instead of that possession of small quantities or smoking in public space being an arrestable offense where you could be arrested and detained, charged and taken to court and get a criminal record, that will no longer be the case.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding. Decriminalization, however, doesn't mean that the use of ganja is legal. The police may issue a ticket to an individual in possession of 2 ounces or less of ganja, similar to a traffic ticket. The person would be given 30 days to pay the sum of $500 at any tax office.
If they do not pay the ticket, then they could be charged for that and brought before the court. If they can't show a reasonable cause why they didn't pay the ticket, then they could be a community service order could be made where they have to do community service.
Persons under the age of 18 or older who are found in possession of 2 ounces or less and appear to be dependent on ganja will also be referred to the National Council on Drug Abuse for counseling, in addition to having to pay the ticket. Also, the law allows you to grow up to 5 plants for your own personal or medical use at home.
Each household has that right. It also means that the minister responsible for science and technology can give a permit to our research institutions, our tertiary institutions, UWE, UTEC and so on, to cultivate and process ganja for research purposes, because it's acknowledged that ganja is a plant that has tremendous potential for therapeutic and medical purposes.
The law also recognizes the constitutional rights of members of the Rastafarian movement who use ganja as part of their religion.
The Charter of Rights guarantees religious freedom in Jamaica, and so we have recognized that community's rights to use ganja sacramentally, whether it be at places of worship or indeed cultivating on land that has been designated for that purpose by way of a permit. They can grow for sacramental purposes.
It's important to note that it remains an offense to be in possession of over 2 ounces of ganja.
Persons who are caught with over 2 ounces will be subject to the law as it was before, which means that they will be subject to being charged. For that, the police have a discretion not to arrest and issue a summons. As long as it's a small quantity, even if it's above the 2 ounce limit, they don't have to arrest if they can issue a summons. But that person would have to go to court if they were charged for it and would be subject to a fine and so on.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.